I don't know if you have, by any chance, the opportunity, if you had the opportunity to print out some of these pages. And basically what we have here is a compilation of various articles and essays that were written by contemporary poskim. Many of these essays are summaries of the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim, but I found that there are chidushim in almost every single article, and my goal would be to go through some of these essays. I will mention the page numbers, you know, just in case you ever listen to the tape and you have the pages in front of you. And I'm going to start with a chiddush here on page 5 of Rav Soloveitchik, my Rebbe, and this is quoted in a kovetz called Mesorah, which is published by the OU, and it's based to some extent on a letter of Tanchumen that the Rav's grandfather, Rav Chaim Brisker, wrote to a family called Rappaport. And in that letter, which is a very short letter, he writes that you should accept these Divrei Tanchumen, these words of consolation, Kasher, which I translate to mean because, Kein hu ha-mitzvah. This is your obligation. Meaning, he's not talking about himself as a Menachem. He's addressing himself to the family of the Avelim and telling them that it's a mitzvah for them to accept the Tanchumen. Ki kenu a mitzvah lekabel Tanchumen. And that's a real curveball. We've never heard that the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim is incumbent upon the Avelim to be makabel the Tanchumen. For example, I'll be with you in just 1 second, David. If you talk about Birchas Kohanim, you could say that there's a mitzvah chova on the Kohen to be mevarech and on the tzibur to be makabel the bracha. But he's being mechadish that in Nichum Avelim there's a double mitzvah on the Menachamim and the Misnachamim. Oh, excuse me for just 1 second.
I'll come and say hello to the guys.
Say hello.
Hey, Chief.
Hi, guys. Hi, here's where I am.
There you go.
Wow, you great reception. Look at these beautiful guys.
Breakfast? What's the story, Gene?
What? I thought it was 4:15. I got mixed up. The wrong person texted me.
November 1st, you changed the clock.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was actually.
Well, I count to 7 hours. I just don't know math so well. Okay, and I have the sheets on my tablet.
Oh, okay. So I printed them out.
Oh, I'm going to use them. Yeah. Okay.
So, David, what were you about to say?
Yeah, so that's like stuck, right? Like, the Ami's got to accept the money, otherwise he didn't do the mitzvah.
Well, in the case of tzedakah, the purpose of the mitzvah clearly is to support the poor, and if he doesn't accept the money, you know, you haven't achieved your goal. But in the case of Nichum Avelim, which is what we call Bein Adam L'Chavero, you know, we try as much as we can to raise the spirits of the Avel, the Avelim. But Reb Chaim means something totally different. He's saying that within the context of Mitzvahs Avelus, it's not only incumbent upon the Avel to sit Shiva, to refrain from all the, you know, the Rambam has a list of 11 different Isurim, but it's part of the obligation of the Avel to accept the Tanchumei Avel. We're not talking about facilitating the Menachamim so that they could say, wow, I accomplished something. Here the Avel was very receptive to my consolation. No, it's part of the mitzvah Avelus for the Avel to accept the Tanchumei. That puts Tanchumei Avel in a whole different context.
Right, but it should not be emphasized that it's the Nichum. He has to accept the ability to be comforted.
Oh, why? That's how I was wondering. Reb Chaim doesn't explain why.
But it's the idea of he's got to allow himself to be comforted. It's the nichum which is important, right? It's
right.
Not he has to accept what this guy. If this guy's not giving him anything that's going to comfort him, he doesn't have to accept that. Do you say? It's the concept of nichum that is a tzivuy on it.
So, Joe, I just want to add one thing. I really,
I'm asking.
I want to take it a little bit further. I want to suggest the following. The mitzvah of Avelus, of course, is a losaseh, that's for sure, and there are 11 Isurim involved. But I think the positive side, the mitzaseh of being an Avel and fulfilling his chiyuv, is to accept God's judgment. That's what we call tziduk hadin. The concept of nicham avelim is very much related to tziduk hadin. What the Menachem is conveying to the Avel is A, it happened, whatever transpired, it was part of divine plan, and everything's good. Kishem shevavarchim, excuse me, ala tov, kach mevarchim ala ra. And basically what the Nechama is that everything's going to be good. And you have to see this tragedy, as difficult as it is, as part of a process that leads to good. And I think that this really touches on the whole concept of the Shiva Dinechemta, which is also Miloshon Nichum Avelim. In the case of Avelus on Churban, we all of Klal Yisrael, are in a state of Avelus. And that, of course, comes to its apex on Tisha B'Av. But the Haftaras that we read basically are saying that there will be an end to the Tzaras of Klal Yisrael, and we're on the route, we're on the road to better days. And therefore, everything should be seen as tova, as good. It's now obligatory upon the Avel to accept this Tanchumen and to say, yes, I understand that as difficult it is, I accept the divine decision as judgment, but I realize that it's part of a greater plan. That's what I'm suggesting. All that is not in Reb Chaim, but now I want to fast forward to Reb Chaim's grandson. And he's quoted here, this is in the middle of page 5, in a sefer called Mesorah, as saying that there are two parts to the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim. One part is Chesed. And in that context, we're fulfilling the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. But he says beyond that, this mitzvah of Nichum Avelim is part and parcel of Avelus. And that's what he says based on the Rambam. The Rambam has a choice in which you're faced with a decision to go to, and it's either or. Either you go to be Menachem and Avel, or you go to be Mavaker a Chole. Now, again, assuming all else is equal, and we just want to isolate these two mitzvahs. Again, you could always say, well, you know, maybe you'll save the lot, you know, it's pikuach nef, but leave out all those nitty-gritty distinctions that you could make between nicham avelim and bikur chom. Just for a moment, you know, we conceptualize, just from a pure abstract perspective, which of those mitzvahs should trump, which mitzvah should trump the other one? Which should come first? So the Rambam says that Nichum Avelim comes first. And why? He says that although both Nichum Avelim and Bikur Cholim, says the Rambam, come under Gemilus Chasadim, so as far as Chesed is concerned, they're both on par. But he says, the Rambam, this is in Perek Yudalit Aloch Zayin of Hilchus Avel, that Yira Li Nechamas Avelim Kodem LeBikur Cholim. Why? He says, Shenichum Avelim Gmilus Chesed Im HaChayim V'im HaMesim. Unbelievable. The Rambam adds a whole new dimension to the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim. It doesn't exhaust itself in Chesed. It has another aspect to it, and that's for the sake of the mess. And therefore, what we see is from the Rambam clearly that Nichum Avelim belongs to the whole mitzvah of Avelus, which is L'Kavod HaMess. In fact, you know, on Ninus, which, as you know, begins with Misha Meso Mutal from before Kvura, is clearly a mitzvah of Kavod HaMess. And the Yerushalmi is of the opinion that the way that the Onen fulfills his Kavod HaMess, listen to this, is by avoiding mitzvahs. Isn't that paradoxical? Whereas we are all dedicated to doing mitzvahs, the Onen is dedicated to just the opposite, to be mevatel the mitzvahs. That's how he expresses Kavod HaMess. And what I understand from this Yerushalmi, again, just This is my editorial comment. Perhaps the Onan has to say, I am singly focused on the mess. Nothing else interests me. I am totally dedicated to the exclusion of any other distraction to covet a mess. And even a mitzvah, I'm not going to get involved in. But we're not finished with that. In the next paragraph, he points out that according to Reb Chaim, quoting this letter, Niyug Avelus includes Kabbalas Tanchumei Ovel, so that Nichum Avelim now becomes not only incumbent upon the Menachem, but also on the Ovel. And that makes a lot of sense, because Nichum Avelim is part of the mitzvah of Avelus. And the Ovel does an act of Kabbalas Tanchumen. Now, how does the Ovel receive Tanchumen? He doesn't say Shalom Aleichem, he doesn't say thank you. You know, the Sheila Shalom is forbidden for an Ovel. And Rav Soloveitchik claims that he just shakes his head. Now, again, I've seen this in a Beis Ovel, but I never picked up on it that it would have any halachic significance. But the fact that after you are Menachem, the Ovel shakes his head up and down, that itself is Kabbalas Tanchumei Ovel. And that's how he fulfills his requirement. Then the Rav has another insight. What is the greatest act of Nichum Avelim as Chesed? And I never would have dreamt of this in a million years. He says, She is Nachem Bekach Bavedoso, the Omrom Lola Ovel. He tells the Ovel that we will do whatever we have to do in order to help the situation. Lemale es achisaron she'ira. So take, for example, the head of the family died, Rachmana Litzlan, and he's the mefarnes. Then part of the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim is to see to it that the almana and the children will be supported. I mean, again, I would have said that's a mitzvah of tzedakah. I never in my wildest dreams would have categorized that as a mitzvah of Nichum Avelim. But that's more important. My father, may rest in peace, told the story, I heard it from him many times, that when he got the job as a Rav, his first shtel in New York, the first item on his agenda as a Rav that he fought for, like a lion, was to guarantee that the shul would give a good pension plan for the almana of the previous rabbi whose shoes he was filling. People don't realize that's really the Ikar of Chesed. And therefore he says that Haminig Huk Sheyesh Yoser Miovel Echad. What about if there's more than one Ovel, right? That's usually the case. Many people are sitting Shiva, or a few people are sitting Shiva. He says that at the end of his Nichum, he should recite HaMokum Yenachem Eschem, in plural, instead of Oscha. And there's no violation of Ein Osim Mitzos Chavilos. Chavilos, usually we don't, you know, try to find the easiest way of doing many, many different mitzvahs. But he says that Eschem really means each and every one of you as an individual. Hamakom Yenachem Eschem. We're moving now to the bottom of the page, and we're studying an essay by the Minchas Asher. Dan?
I thought that Eschem is always. I thought we always say Eschem.
No, usually if there's only one Ovel, you would say Hamakom Yenachem Oscha.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought specifically I saw
that. That's not what it says on the print on the wall.
All right.
I heard Eschem even because Hashem, the Shekhinah's there.
Okay, good, very good. The Shekhinah's there. We'll get to that too. But right now I want to study with you an insight of the Minchas Asher. Rav Asher Zelig Weiss, in his Shelos Tshuvos, says that Nichum Avelim has to be yeshiva and not by mida. He says he doesn't understand when he sees people stand up and they say, Amokum Yenachem Eschem. He says, that's not correct. And he proves from the language of the poskim all the way back to the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaba, the Ramah, and so forth, that the recitation of the formula should be yeshiva. And he quotes the Prisha. You know, the Prisha is a super commentary on the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredei Siman Shin Tzadi Gimel, and the Prisha says Yoshev Sham Umenachem, that he sits there and he's Menachem. Says Rav Asher Zelig Weiss, Ikar Hanichum Hu Etzem HaYeshiva Lichvod HaAvel, sitting down with the Avel, even though again the Avel is on a lower bench, he's on the floor, but nevertheless sitting with him, that identification with the Avel is itself the essence of Nichum Avelim. And the second Chiddush he says is that when they recite HaMokum Yenachem Eschem, that itself is a bracha, meaning a bracha means it's a tefillah that Hashem should be menachem you. And he says that that bracha is not the essence of the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim. Meaning people make the mistake, first mistake is they stand for Nichum Avelim. That's a mistake. He justifies it later. He says what happens is the Avel is sitting and there are rows and rows of chairs in front of him. So you're at the back row, so when you want to be menachem and the Avel can't see you, you stand up. But he says technically you should really be sitting.
We all stand up.
So again, I'm just showing you that's what I'm trying to share with you on these chidushim, of these various essays. And this was a chiddush to me. Again, he proves it from the Prisha. You know, you can take it or leave it. He says that the minhag evolved out of absence, out of necessity, but really you should be sitting for Nichum Avelim. Okay, because there's so many menachem in there, you stand up, but that's not really the way it was meant to be. But I think the second point is even more fascinating. If I were to ask you for a formula, give it to me in a nutshell, what is Nichum Avelim? How do I fulfill this? You would answer to me, HaMokum Yenachem Eschem. He says, no, that's not Nichum Avelim. That's just a tefillah, that's a bakasha bracha on behalf of the Avel, that he should be zochet to Nechama from Hashem, but that's not Nichum Avelim. The Nichum Avelim is when you sit with the Avel, and you speak to the Avil. Again, we're going to see exactly from the next essay what you're supposed to be saying to the Avil that we haven't gotten to.
But that's what we do. We're knowing to do that. We stand up to say Hamakim, and then afterwards we sit down in front of the Avil and we knock on him. That's what
Great.
We do. So
okay.
We're doing everything fine.
No, we don't.
Okay, if that's what you do, then that's good.
Right.
Well, that's the minhag Aisa. What Yechiel says here, Yechiel, I should turn this around. You see. But Yechiel says that with a minhag that he's familiar with, that's my minhag, is that HaMokum Yenachem Eschem, we say at the end, like as we're going out. So we stand there and we say that Nichum Avelim. In any event, what exactly is Nichum Avelim? So I have here on page 6, Yechiel, you have page 6 there, right? Another essay from the Tshuvas Van Hagos, and he says that mitzvahs Nichum Avelim is tikkun laniftar, not just chesed to the Avelim, but it somehow adds something to the niftar. And he develops this idea of coming to the base of El, which is the place where the nefesh of the niftar still hovers. For 7 days he's hovering over the base of El. And it's a kavod when we come to the base Avel. So again, we're not just giving kavod to the Avel, we're giving kavod to the Niftar. And that's what we discussed before in the Rambam, why Nichum Avelim trumps Bikur Cholim, because it's not only Chesed Im Achayim, it's also Chesed Im Amesim. But then he goes beyond that, and this I found absolutely fascinating. He says that the essence of what Nichum Avelim is all about is to be medaber sham mipu'ulos haniftar u'mimaisav hatovim. You know, people come to a base Avel and they speak about all sorts of narishkeit, pardon the expression. That's not what Nichum Avelim is about. The essence of Nichum Avelim is to speak about the niftar. What were his pu'ulos? What did he accomplish for the sake of Klal Yisrael, of his family? What were his maisim tovim? And then, as a result of speaking about the niftar, mamlitzim tov al nishmaso, was speaking about how great his neshama was. V'yeshlo bazet tikun gadol miod. That's unbelievable. It's a great tikun when we speak about the unique contribution of the niftar. I want to add something again that I heard from my Rebbe. It says in the beginning of Chai Sora, lispod Lisara Uliv Kosa. So Rav Salvechik asked, what do you mean, Hesped first and then Bechi? Bechi is this natural outpouring, an outburst of grief, and then you can collect your thoughts for the Hesped. But he pointed out that Avram Avinu was sort of in control of his emotions, and Avram Avinu realized at that moment his primary mitzvah of Kavod HaMes was Hesped. And Hesped, you know, you can know a person or think you know a person for 100 years, but then when the person dies, you ask yourself, who was this person? And all of a sudden you realize you don't even know how to answer the question. You don't even begin to ask. You can tell them what color eyes they had, but you're not going to tell them what their essence was, that their personality. And that's the tremendous and very difficult mitzvah of Hesped, to try to evaluate the person in terms of midos tovos. What I personally try to do as a menachem is I ask the avel to speak a little bit about the niftar, tell us what midos we can imitate and adopt from the niftar, and that itself is a great tikkun for the mess. Okay, that's number one. Then he goes on with another chiddush. You see the paragraph that says v'shamati. He quotes the Ger Rebbe, who says that every single avel is chayav v'nichum avelim vis-a-vis the other avelim. I never heard this. Again, Rav Osai, you're much more experienced than I am, I think. I thought I was pretty well-versed in halacha, but this is a chiddush to me. That the avel himself should be menachem the other avelim. That's a chiddush to me.
Leave your house?
No, not to leave the house, but at some point he says that every one of the Avelim should turn to the rest of the Avelim and recite Hamakom Yenachem Eschem.
The Avelim are in the same place.
Right. There's a whole bunch of family, members. They should each be Menachem themselves. And he says, the Hainu Nicham Avelim, he says, that's part of the mitzvah of Nicham Avelim. And then he quotes a minhag amongst the Yemenites. This is it, my boss said. This boggles my mind. If you could tell me that you're familiar with this, I never heard of it. He says, Minog Anshe Taimon, Shahavelim Shoskim Kol Shiva. That the Avelim say absolutely nothing for 7 days. Shenemar Hanek Dom. Now, this Pasuk Hamek Dom, which is in Sefer Yechezkel, is quoted by the Gemara Moed Katan to derive the conclusion that one of the various Isurim that are incumbent upon the Ovel is the Isur Sheila Shalom. He's not allowed to say Shalom Aleichem to anybody else. The Minag Taman took this a major step further, and said Hanek Dom, which literally means to be silent, is to be silent for all 7 days. And he writes that even though the Menachemim will speak to him, there will be nothing coming out of the mouths of the Avelim other than Limud Mishnayis Le'ilui Nishmas HaNiftar, and the people who are gathered will give tzedakah of Avelim Shoskim U'minag Vatikinhu. He likes this minag. It's an old minag. Then he writes, in Midaber Stam Mi'inyonei Olam. If, let's say, heaven forbid, the Menachem comes in and he decides to talk about what's going on in the world. You know what I mean? In Yoni Olam. You know, the Mets lost the World Series. He says, Eino Roy La'avel L'daber Klal. In such a case, the Avel has to go out of his way to see to it that he doesn't respond. V'hu Isur. If he responds, he violates an Isur. V'hu Kal V'chomer Misha'ela Sholom. Sheila Shalom, he says, at least, you know, you would think it has some, what word am I looking for? It has some, what's the word in English? It has some redeeming value to it. But to discuss something that's totally irrelevant to the Avelus has no redeeming value whatsoever, and it's Kal V'chomer if Sheila Shalom is Aser, how much more so is it to get involved in some sort of discussion about Inyone Olam Hazeh? Then he goes on to ask the following question. Do you have to actually personally show up at the base of Hell in order to fulfill your obligation? And he quotes the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav says the following. Pshitali, te mekaimim ha-mitzvah al yedei michtav, ki ein halacha shel dibur. He says that there's no gzeres hakosev that you have to speak to the avel. If you send it in writing, that itself is a kiyum. But then he quotes in the next paragraph that the first choice should be to show up in the base avel. And he says why. If you send a letter of tanchumin, that's a kiyum of chesed. That's something that you do on behalf of the avelim. They read the letter and it consoles them. But there's another dimension to Nichum Avelim, and that's Kavod HaMes. The Kavod HaMes is fulfilled in the base Avel. That's where the mess is, and he quotes a very fascinating Rambam. The Rambam Hilchas Avel wants to know, what do you do if a person dies and he has no Avelim to sit Shiva? Do you know about this Rambam? What do you think you do in such a case?
They set something up in the house.
Exactly. The Rambam says you appoint a group of people, members of the community, to sit in that house, and everyone comes to be menachem them. So the question is obvious. What do you mean be menachem them? How could you console someone who's not related to the niftar? The answer is, this is kavod ames. The neshama itself is there. It left the goof, but it's still there. The neshama feels tragically at loss because it's been cut off from this world. Again, you might say, well, the neshama has it really good. You know, now the neshama could go back to the higher worlds of spirituality, you know, the celestial spheres. No, the neshama wanted to be down in this world inside a goof because that's where it flourishes. That's where there's maisim tov. So now we come to be menachem the neshama, and that itself takes place in the base of El, which usually means the place where the niftar died, or at least a place where he was living during his lifetime. He may have died in a hospital, and that's where the Nichum Avelim takes place. So a fallback position would be to write a letter of Tanchumen to the Avel, or alternatively, to call up the Avel on the phone. Again, it's not the real full kiyum of Nichum Avelim, but that's what you have to do if you cannot show up personally in the base of
it. But even if you put that aside, the issue of Kivud Hames, isn't the ultimate Nichum to show up personally in the given
right.
As opposed to
so that's why I say that there are
anyways.
That's why I say there are two dimensions, there are two parts to the mitzvah Nichum Avelim. As far as Chesed is concerned, to console the bereaved, that you can do by telephone, that you can do by letter. But as far as the dimension of Kavod HaMes is concerned, for that you have to come personally to the base of El, and there you have to show up as a Menachem. He says, what happens if you don't know the if you don't know the Avelim? You know, this is a question that comes up all the time. And he says, Yesh Milo Menachem, it still is a kiyum of Nichum Avelim, even if you don't know the Avel. And then he says, on the flip side, let's say you know the Avel, but you didn't know the mess. There also there's a mitzvah of Nichum Avelim. And Kishaba Eitzel Avel, the Avel Mesaper Shivchei Anifta Yesh Lemes Nachas Ruach Mizeh, even if you didn't know the mess, but the Avel responds to you, and you ask, you know, you inquire about the mess and what were his great features and contributions. That itself, being mesape b'shvach haniftar, is a nachas ruach, not only for the mess but also for the avil. Then he has a discussion whether the avil should respond amen to amokam yinachem eschem, and he quotes Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who says that the minug is that the Avelim should respond amen to the Divrei Tanchumen. And he asks the question, why is that so? We only find amen as a response to a bracha. And he says, Yesh Lomar, the Afilu Miskavin Linacham Mikomakom Ha'Avel Mekabel Es Dvarim Kibracha. He says that the essence of Amokam Yenachem Eschem is a bracha, and therefore it makes sense to say amen. I would suggest, based on Reb Chaim, and the Rav said that you just shake your head, that the amen is another way of shaking his head and accepting Tanchumei Avel, which we said is part of the Kiyum of Avelis. Now we move on to page 7. This is a very famous sefer, contemporary sefer called Pnei Baruch. I think they translated it into a few languages. It's the How to Do It on Avelus book. And he says the following. He says, Yesh Omrim Mitzvah Nicham Avelim Hu Mitzvah Doraisa. We should have actually started with this paragraph. Why is the Mitzvah of Nicham Avelim a Doraisa? He says, because Mitzinu Shakodesh Baruch Hu Shenichem Avelim. Where do we find that God Himself was Menachem Avelim? You guessed it in Parashas Toldos. And it says, "Vayehi acharei Mos Avram, vayevarech Elokim es Yitzchok b'no." What was the purpose of Hashem bestowing a brach upon Yitzchok right after the death of Yitzchok's father Avram? The answer is, it was Tanchumei Avelim. Again, we see this concept that a bracha serves a double function. A bracha is not just a tefillah, it also is nichum. And the first case of Nichum Avelim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Menachem Yitzchak. We have an obligation to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whenever we do so, we fulfill the mitzvah of Olachta Bidracha, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa, to imitate Hashem. Now that's true with regard to all dimensions of Chesed and mitzvahs Beinon L'Chaveru, but has a particular case with regard to Nichum Avelim, because that's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in the case in Parshas Toldos of Yitzchak. Then he goes on to say the following. Are you allowed to come into a base oven and start speaking on your own? No. Ein ha-menachmim rashoim liftach bidvarim. They cannot open up the discussion at she yiftach ha-ovel tchila. And it's a very eerie kind of experience, because sometimes you sit there and it's absolute silent. You know, you could slice the silence with a knife. But that's what it is.
That's very interesting. The fact that that would oppose the minhag of the Temanim that say that the Avil doesn't say anything.
That's why. Excellent.
So how do you figure that out?
Right, so that's what he says in the next paragraph.
Very quiet Shiva.
Right, very quiet base of it. He says the following. He says, there are certain things that, shall we say, are the fifth Shulchan Aruch, meaning, you know, you have to use your common sense. For example, he says, if the Avel doesn't speak, but you feel that you have something very important to say to him and him back to you, then if he doesn't tell you exactly how many minutes go by, then you're allowed to take the initiative. Then he says, number two, what if you want to say to the Avel, again, I'm going to use my hands, what can we do? What can be done?
No.
Awesome, you're not allowed to say that. Al yomar odom li Avel malicha lasos, what could you have done? We can't change the past. A lot of people have this intuitive sense that let's tell the Avil to move on in life, because you know what? There's nothing that we could do. You know, your father died, that's it. He says you're not allowed to say that. Zeu giduf. Giduf means that's heresy. The mashmah implies the efshalasus. If it would have been possible, we would have changed the course of history, but rather we should be makabel gzeiras Hashem yisbarach mi'avah. Don't say anything that implies that, you know what, we wish we could change this all. Now again, if a person, again you have to use common sense, if a person wants to express to the Avel a sense of, you know, maybe I could have done more for your father, you know, I didn't, you know, he wants to, I don't know, call it vidu, he wants to recite his confession. I don't know if this is the right place for a confession, but that's one thing. But just to say, you know what, we can't change the past, you know, learn to live with it. That's not right. Then he says that you should wait before you come to be Menachem Avel for 3 days. Why? Because the first 3 days, it's very difficult to fulfill the mitzvah of Nichum Avel. But once again, Rabbi Osai, you always have to use common sense. He says Yesh Omim Shemutar Gam B'Toch Shloshi Yomim Val Kol Pada Misha Kashelo Lelech Lenachem Achakach. He won't have time later in the week. He's about to travel, you know, I mean, who in Canada, who travels? Nobody travels, right? But I'm saying if Lu Yitzu, you wanted to get out of the cold Canadian climate in the month of December and you're on your way to Florida, nobody goes to Florida, you feel, right? From Toronto, nobody goes to
Jack Hirschman.
Oh, okay, just one guy, he says. When I was in Canada, it seemed to me that there was only one guy left who didn't go to Florida. Anyway. So he says, if you know that you won't be able to be there in 3 days' time, then you should definitely be Menachem within...
Who's supposed to go in those first... My wife and I argue about that all the time. Who's supposed to go in the first 3 days?
Again, you have to feel that you're that, you know, that you're the person who should go, meaning that you have a special relationship and you know, this is your closest buddy who's sitting Shiva, and he expects you to be there by his side. You know, but otherwise, if you fit into the silent majority category, maybe wait a little bit. Again, if you can't wait because you're on a trip and you won't be there, then go the first day.
If there's going to be difficulty getting a minion together, you go.
Absolutely. Right. I wouldn't blink about that.
What about if you're going there to make a minion?
Yeah, that's what Yechiel just said.
We're going to make a minion.
We got to get you guys together here, you know. You're on Skype and he's here live in Yerushalayim. Yay!
We need a Yudi Plonka, a great big huge microphone here on the table.
We need a Plonka microphone here. Okay. I hear. In any event, the next paragraph here is something very fascinating and very sensitive. Really complicated. And it's here in this Pnei Baruch, but really what I want to learn with you is a tshuva on the bottom of page 9, if time permits us. And that's the question of a sone, Rachmana Litzlan. You know, let's say, you know, you're not on speaking terms with the Avel. So he writes, Lo Yenachem Avel Shu Sono. In such a case, don't show up in the base Avel. If your enemy shows up at the base of El, what you might sense that he's really glow. He's happy. Oh, you got what you deserve. The Elo El Tsar, instead of causing, you know, instead of bringing him consolation, you do the opposite. You cause him pain. Umiu, however, he says once again, you have to use the fifth Shulchan Aruch. Hakol lefi mashu sina ulefi mashem sonim. He says that there's a certain relativity theory, and I want to come back to that now on the bottom of page 9 with this tshuva, the Ratzkitzvi. But first, I want to ask you the following question: can a man be menachem a woman, and vice versa? Haminagu shemenachemim hanoshim lanoshim v'lanoshim lanoshim. However, he says menachemim gam hanoshim lanoshim. So if there are only women sinning Shiva, which is again very frequent, don't show up there alone. Bring someone along with you to be Menachem the Avelim. Now again, you may feel, why should I come to be Menachem a woman? And that's the truth. A lot of times I've thought of that. You know, a woman loses her husband and, you know, I feel very uncomfortable about going. But Rabosai, I have to reiterate what we started with today, with that Rambam. There are two dimensions to Nichum Avelim. It's not just Chesed Im Achayim, it's also Chesed Im Amesim. And I remember just a year ago to the day almost, I tried to be Menachem the Chwerskis. You know, I lost my Chavrusa Moshe Chwersky in a Pigua just a year ago. This Shabbos was the yard site. And, you know, I said to myself, you know, Bashi, his wife, is sitting Shiva, how can I come in? I felt very uncomfortable. But the truth is, it was amazing, absolutely amazing what I saw in front of my eyes. She was just nonstop telling stories about her husband. Stories that I'm telling you, Rabosa, you can't even believe them. It just defies imagination. I mean, what the man did with his life, with his time, with his learning, it's just unbelievable. Okay, let me talk about the Sone case, and that's on the bottom of your page 9, the Ratzkitzvi. He says the following. In Shulchan Aruch, in Yoredeya Simon Shin Lamed Hei, it says, Yesh Omrim Da Sone Yochel Levaker Chole, Velo Nirali El Lo Yevaker Chole, Velo Yenachem Ovel Shehu Sono. Okay, that's what it says in the Ramah in Yoredeah Shin Lamed Hei. So let's just summarize. The Ramah is of the opinion that a Sone should not be Menachem Ovel. Okay. The Shach writes the following. B'levayas HaMes Ein Lochosh. You will not find anywhere in the poskim of the Ramah that a person should hesitate in the case of a levaya, mishum simcha leido. He says it doesn't make sense if you're afraid that by showing up at the base avil he may think that you're happy and you know this is what you deserve. But within the case of a levaya, basheru sof kol ha'adam, that's not a problem. Aval nachem, he says yesh lochush lekach. And the Shach comes up with the following pshara. He says, "Hakol lefi mashu asina, v'kol lefi mashu asone." Says the Ratzkitzvi. Let me just give me 5 minutes. Just give me 5 minutes, and then I'll take questions. I just want to see if we can get a grasp on this insight. He says the following: Nira ladun be'inyan nicham avelim al yedei sone. He says that Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Tshuvas writes that Nicham Avelim is Litovas HaVelim HaChayim U'Litovas HaMes. And this is exactly what we've been saying all along. Therefore he says the following: Im Yesh Sina Bein HaMenachem VaMenuchamim Ha'im Tzorech HaSonei Loleches LeNachem. He says the following: Biyachas la avelim hachayim. He says. He says that's where you can debate whether or not it's a good idea to show up in the base ovel. However, with regard to inyan tovas hames, he still remains chayav, and therefore kishamei sono. He says the following: Yitochet shakasher bo l'nachem avelim k'shemei sono mekayim rakes inyan tovas avelim. And basically, what he says is the following. If I read him correctly, and we would really need a lot more time to go through. It's a long tshuva, but I think what we could say is the following: It could just be that this is the opportune moment to patch up a friendship that was destroyed, that was damaged. Meaning, if this person comes in, I'm not talking about kamsa and bar kamsa, you know, we're not talking about an extreme case, that might be a little different. But if we're talking about people who are no longer on speaking terms, but yet by coming to the base of Ovel, he's mechabe the mess, he knew the person who died, and he wants to fulfill his obligation of kavod ha'mes, he may even be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Kavod HaChayim as well. If they realize that, you know what? There is a basis to resume the friendship. If, however, it's an extreme sinah, and it's totally out of place to expect that this sone would show up, then I would say it's not a good idea to come. And why? Because of the Shach's logic that in such a case, when the Sone shows up, the Ovel gets the impression that he's gloating, he's happy in the loss. Yeah. Who was talking before? I'm sorry.
It was me.
Oh, I see.
I was going to say the following. You know, it's possible, I'm just theorizing here, that in this particular case, when the mace dies, that could have been a reflection moment for the Soine to say, you know what? Maybe it's time to patch it up.
Right.
Maybe the reality of the person dying is the wake-up call for the person to say, you know what? Let's make up.
Right. I think if he does it with sensitivity, and he enters into the base ovel with words of nichum that are sincere, that are yotzim and alev, I'm not sure if it's the exact opportune moment to ask that we, you know, let's go back to our, you know, every Sunday we go fishing together. I'm not sure if that's the moment, but I think it could really accomplish a great deal in terms of patching up the friendship. Okay, now we're up to the essay on page 8.
But I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry, Joe.
We're talking about an extremely sensitive issue.
Very
sensitive. It could be that it doesn't work. Is he saying that you should give it you should do it, even though it could be reacting the opposite?
Well, I would say the following, Joe.
Over on being not Menachem Leavel, you could be much worse.
I think, Joe, the answer to your question may lie in the following sentence. You know, on pages 8 and 9 here, we have an essay called Halichos Bein Adam Lechavero on Nichum Avelim. And on number Yud Gimel, he says the following. And I think this is perhaps the most important halacha that we're learning today. Ha'omed likanes lebeis avel. A person is ready to go into a beis avel to be mekayim this great mitzvah. Tov shiyasader li atzmo es dvarav. Whoever thinks of this? Before you visit an avel, prepare for it. You know, we prepare for exams. And if you're learning how to drive, you know, this is what this neighborhood, every other car here is a student driver. He's learning how to drive. But who thinks I should prepare myself for Nichum Avelim? I mean, I was probably Mekayim this mitzvah, maybe I wasn't, on 1,000 occasions in my lifetime. No, he says, Yisader li atzmo es dvarav. He should prepare beforehand what he wants to say. Eich lenachem, how to go about Nichum Avelim, ubamel lenachem, and what he should say to him. This is, of all mitzvahs, he says, this should be singled out as a mitzvah which is not perfunctory and mechanical. It requires a great deal of thinking and, you know, you have to be well thought out. What do you want to say? Now, when I said Shiva for my father, one of the Menachemim told me what he heard from a classmate of my father, who's no longer alive, about my father's learning in the yeshiva. And it was so, you know, it was so to the point that, you know, my father's gone already 2.5 decades, and it's like yesterday I remember what he told me. If you prepare and think, what could you say, number one, to encourage and uplift the spirit of the avil? Number two, what can you say, lekavod ha-mess? You yourself knew the mess, if that's the case. And you knew what his unique or her unique qualities were. And therefore you can mention those midos that we should learn from the mess. That's what it means to prepare before you go into the base oval. And Joe, swinging back to your question about the sone, I would submit to you that if you do the right preparation, again, you may have to rack your brains, but and maybe you should be mityaetz with some chacham or some therapist, I don't know what, to figure out exactly step by step how are you going to engineer this. Because the last thing you want is that the avil should be cause pain. You want to somehow indicate to the avil that you are coming with all due humility and all due respect. And yeshva nichum atzmo yavi pius umechila. This is what he says here. Again, this is Os Gimel. Do you have that Yechiel on page 8, Os Gimel? Take a look at that. He says that if you don't have yachasim tkinim, you don't have good relationships with him, he says you might think twice about going into the avil. Achein, however, he says, if the nichum itself could be bringing to pius umechila, it might somehow pacify and repatch up this relationship. And hakolafi midas hasinah, you have to realize and judge the situation with what I call the fifth shulchan aruch. You have to use your intuition and evaluate the situation. Now, in number vav, he says the following: Yesh hamishtalim bedafka lenachem biyomim harishonim, bahem ma'atim haboim lenachem. If you're a close friend of the Avel, and very few people are coming on the first days, everyone's chicken, everyone is cold feet, then Adarabba, that itself, he says, is a reason why you should volunteer to be amongst the first people to come to be the Menachem Avel. And we don't realize this, we don't think about it. You know, it's very comfortable for us, you know, we're in our comfort zones, to sit back idly and say, let everyone else do this mitzvah. I'm going to wait till day 7, you know, till they're about to get him up, you know, mitzvah Yom Kikulo. He says, no, sometimes you have to realize that you, Bedafka, can come in at a time when no one else is around. And he says, as far as Lila is concerned, he says, there are those who don't want to go be Menachem at night, but he says, on the contrary, sometimes there aren't any people there during the evening hours, and that's exactly when they need you the most. On Shabbos, he says, there's a machlokas between the Ashkenazim and the Sfaradim. The Ashkenazim, Ein Menachem Eves Avelim, they don't go on Shabbos to be Menachem Avel. However, Yesh, even amongst the Ashkenazim, Yesh and Echnosim, the Yoshvim, the At, the Yotzim, some come in, they sit for a short while, and then they go out. And here I want to show you about the Svaradim. This is on page 10, and this is an essay by Rav Vadya Yosef in Chazon Ovadia. And there he says that amongst the Svaradim, there's Nicham Avelim even on Shabbos. Of course, I can't find it now, but it's somewhere here. Just where is it? Okay, I don't want to hold you up, but be that as it may, Rav Vadya Yosef says that the Sfaradim have Nichum Avelim all 7 days, including Shabbos. That's the minhag for the Sfaradim. And he goes on to say that the essence of the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim is L'saper al Maisav HaTovim Shal HaNiftar. And he says that there are those who will only come to be Menachem after the 3 days. V'eino minuk vatikin. That's not a good minuk. He doesn't give any sort of support for the minuk of waiting till day 4 to be mekayim the mitzvah of Nichum Avelin. Then he says, and with this we'll perhaps take a pause. He says that kol shehiskel avel abiyat tsaro lifnei kam yechidim maspik dover zel chol aboyim achreim l'nachama. He says the following, that if you want to wait until the avel opens up his mouth, as we discussed, the avel has to take the first initiative. He says once the avel has responded to certain individuals, then everyone has the right to speak to the avel. You don't have to wait until he speaks to you and opens up with divrei labia divrei tsar. And he says that etzem hofaat ha-menachemim shebo l'nachem chashuv v'nechama. He says the fact that people show up in the Beis Avel, even if they say absolutely nothing, that itself is a kiyum of the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim, because they came l'kovet ha-avelim. And he quotes a Gemara Moed Katan to prove that point.
The beginning of being the Menachem Avel, a woman.
Yes.
Why should I have any hesitation?
Because if there's only a woman there, then you might violate the Isur Yichud. And it's not right to be alone in a private room with a woman. Even though
if it's many women.
Okay, so it depends. During the day, it would have to be 2 women. At night, it would be 3 women. But even
So what I have to do is to check that to see.
Yes, but I'm just saying the best l'chatchila way of doing it to avoid any issues would be to take someone else with you.
And in any case, it wouldn't be this is an aset docher los aset.
No, not in the case of
Avelin.
Nothing is doche the losase of yichud except for pikuach nefesh, you know. But barring life saving thing, we don't violate the isur yichud for any other mitzvah or anything like that, you know.
Is all right. The rabbanim or the raisa?
What the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim? We suggested that since Avram Avinu, after his Ptira, is that Kadosh Baruch Hu came to be Menachem Yitzchak, then it comes under the mitzvah d'oraisa of imitating Hashem.
How about the Yichud, the Isur of Yichud?
The Iser of Yichud, is you're asking if it's Doraisa or not?
Right.
The Rambam seems to assume that it's only Midivrei Kabbalah, which is somewhere in between Doraisa and Drabbanon. But there are a number of Rishonim who disagree with the Rambam, and they say that Yichud is Doraisa. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, I think it's Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin, they derives it from a Pasuk in Chumash. Ki Yisitcha. Let me just add a few words from Rav Avadya Yosef. This is on page 11. He says, first of all, that it's always a good idea to take your children along to a base Avel because of the mitzvah of Chinuch. In all mitzvahs, Beinonim L'chavera, whether it's Bikur Chol, Machnas Kal, and even Nicham Aveum, to take the children along with you as a matter of Chinuch. He says that we should be Menachem even at night. And certainly someone who doesn't have time during the day hours, he should come at night. We said before that it might even be better to come at night because the Avelim might be sitting there on their own. And he says, Yecholim, this is what I was looking for before, but I didn't realize it's on page 11. I was looking on page 10. Yecholim lenachem Avelim b'Shabbos u'b'moadim. And listen to this minog of the Sfaradim in Yushalayim. He says, b'siyum tefilas shachris u'musaf, at the end of davening on Shabbos, mevakrim bebeis avelim. The whole community packs out and goes to visit the avelim in the house of the avel. And they read a mizmor of Tehillim, and the avelim say a kaddish, and then they recite a kel moli rachmin. This is called a hashkavah, and it's all done le'ilui nishmas hamanoach. And at the end, when they're ready to go out, and they normally say Amokim Yenachem Eschem, instead they should say Shabbos Imi Lenachem Unechama Krova Lavo Velo Yosef Ledava Od. It's very fascinating that Sfaradim have a full protocol, a full ceremony of Nichum Avelim on Shabbos. And it's interesting, he quotes the Mati Yehuda. The Mati Yehuda was the Gaon of Algiers. His name is Rav Yehuda Ayash. And I, Baruch Hashem, I was able to collect all his Sfarim. I don't have them here, I have them in Har Nov. And then he writes that it's preferable that the women who are sitting Shiva should be separate from the men, maybe even in their own room. However, when the men come to be Menachem, they should open up the door so that the men could come by and be Menachem the women. And what about Goyim? Let's say a non-Jew that you know lost a relative. He says, "Menachemim avele nochrim ibnei tarkei shalom." This is the Tosefta in Gittin. We should come to console the bereaved amongst the nations of the world. Now, an avel and a talmid chacham comes in. Is ena avel chayav lokum mipnei zaken a talmid chacham? He doesn't have to stand up for an elderly person or a talmid chacham, but he says mikomakom imrotzal lamod lechvod haTorah rashoy. There's no prohibition that enjoins the avel from giving kavod to the talmid chacham, and therefore, if he so opts to do so, he's allowed to stand for this talmid chacham. I saw the poskim who are not really thrilled about it, and they would prefer that the Ovel did not stand for a Talmud Chacham. Finally, on page 12, we have another essay about the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim called the Divrei Sofrim. He speaks about the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have to imitate them, and therefore we have to be Menachem Avelim, just like HaKadosh Baruch was Menachem Yitzchak after the death of his father Avram. Bavanosenu Arabim Harbe Mekilim B'mitzvah Zu. Many people take this mitzvah lightly, and especially when a poor person who's not one of the great chashuvim in the town die, you know, is sitting Shiva, and people don't come around. He says Rebbe's Nafokhu, the exact opposite is true. If this ani is left alone, then it's a greater mitzvah of Nichum Avelim, because the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim is a great chesed to be mefig mitzaro, and therefore the ani. And this I saw also in the Chafetz Chaim in his sefer on mitzvos bein Adam lechavero called Avas Chesed. Then he goes on to reiterate what we've seen over and over again, the two dimensions of Nichum Avelim. Number one, Chesedim HaChayim. Number two, Chesedim HaMesim. And that was the Rambam, why Nichum Avelim takes precedence over Bikur Chol. Then, on the left side of page 2, he speaks about the nechama to the neshama, that when we come in to be Menachem Avel, we're really giving divrei nechama and consolation to the neshama. Why? Because haneshama misabelis al aguf shenifrad bimena, the neshama is also sitting shiva in a state of grief and mourning for the guf that died, and it or she, the neshama, was separated from the guf. And therefore, he goes on to say that when the neshama separates from a guf, this is not just a grief and a mourning for the individual members of the family, but rather, it's avelus al kol Yisrael. Everyone really is part of the avelus. Kol Yisrael yeshlam lis'abel al shenechse me'olam adam. Every individual has his unique contribution and cannot be replaced. Every person is irreplaceable. And therefore, the Avelus is for all of Klal Yisrael, because that Kiddusha, that sanctity, that contribution is lost to the entire world. So when we say, as we saw in Rav Asher Zelig Weiss, that the Avelim should sit down with the Avel, perhaps we can add another dimension. It's not just to identify with, you know, with the Tzara of the Avel, but it's to identify with the Avelis itself. That even though we're not one of the seven Krovim, but we too are sitting on the floor because we feel a sense of loss. We realize that the individual who's been buried is not replaceable. And therefore, he says, "Umash bechalzos bnei adam misnachamim." He says, "Al piderech hateva, there's no way to be misnachem. How could you be consoled when you know that this loss is irreplaceable?" He says, "Who mikoach matna matonim yuchedesh hakadosh baruch hu holech biatzom menachem esavelim." There is really, in truth, only one menachem, and that's Almighty God. Because based on the laws of nature, there's no such thing as achieving nechama. The loss is irreparable. But Hashem comes to be Menachem the Avelim, and that's what we saw by Yitzchak Avinu in Parshas Toldos, and that's the nest, the miracle that occurs to every single Avel. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Merapi Oso Mitzevel Avelus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the Refu and the Nechama to this Avel, and that's why Sof Hames Lishtakeith Min Alev, that eventually it takes a while, there's a process in which the person who survives the deceased will forget the deceased. Doesn't mean to forget him entirely. Obviously, we want to remember the deceased, but that it shouldn't be such a sharp awareness, an acute awareness of the deceased. And the Ramban says that Iker Hanichum Lames Hu Sheyispalu Sham. It's very important to daven in the base of it. A lot of people think, oh, you know, I might as well daven in shul. Why should I daven in the base of it? It's a little crowded and so on. But the Ramban says that to daven in the base of it, in the Makom HaMes, that itself is the greatest act of nichum. Because what we're saying is that because of this mess, we continue in our avodas Hashem, we're dedicated, we daven, and that touches the neshama of the niftar right there. Okay, there's a lot more to talk about, but I think we'll stop here, and we will wish that Amir Tzashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should be Menachem, all the Avelim, B'tok Shar Avelim Tzim Yishalayim, and especially what we're hearing these days about all the losses, and Hashem should grant us true, genuine Nechama, Kein Yiratzon, Amen.
Amen.